Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. I hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and two. Let's, real quick, John McClain, we wanted to, I know he wanted to say something real quick about Robbie Bourne, and I should have brought it up, so I apologize for that. But, John, the floor is yours.
No, I forgot to bring up about Robbie and what the Titans did, making a terrible decision. And I got caught up in draft stories, but I wanted to say this. I met Robbie when he started working there, when I spent a lot of time in Nashville covering the Titans after they moved there, and knew him through the years. And if you do a search on Twitter, X, put his name in there, you'll see all these people locally, nationally, praising the heck out of him because of the great job he did through the decades. I think about how many head coaches and general managers he worked with, different owners that he worked with. He handled Bud, then he handled Tommy Smith, then he handled Amy Adams Strunk. And I don't know anybody that didn't think he was the consummate professional. I understand new guy like Chad Brinker, he wants his people in there. That's fine. But they're getting rid of some people who've been around there forever. And in the whole scheme of things, it won't matter. But, boy, when you're the worst team in the league and you're trying to build some positivity and you make a decision like that, it's your prerogative to do it. But it just brings you more negative publicity, which to me is the last thing you want. So I thought Robbie did a terrific job there. The new guy's going to have some big shoes to fill. He had a good staff, and they were friendly. They were professional. And when you're talking about that job, when you say somebody was the consummate professional, that's about the biggest compliment you can give. And that's what Robbie Bourne has always been. And I know they offered him some job that he didn't want. And he'll get a job in Nashville, and he'll do great. His wife, Merrill, I know she's got a great job, so I wish Robbie and Merrill and their family the best of luck, because behind the scenes with the media, he'll be missed by a lot of people. Thank you.
Yes,
thanks to Robbie. I hope somebody tells Robbie that I said this. Thank you for everything you did for me through the decade, and good luck.
I will make sure that he gets that message, John. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. John McClain joining us here on the program, and I echo everything you just said about Robbie.
He does. Real quick, I know we bang on Ken Whisenhunt quite a bit throughout his time that he's here. Ken Whisenhunt now is the head coach of the Memphis Showboats of the UFL. He is stepping down temporarily for personal reasons. So I hope everything is okay. You know, I know what we make fun of what the time he spent here is, but this just came down, and hope everything. And I think he still lives here, what I've been told. I know his son-in-law is a head football coach over at Ryan. And so anyway, I hope he's okay. And everything is fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. For sure. And appreciate John for that sentiment. Now college football.
Yes.
Set this up for us.
So there is a thing that came out yesterday with Mike Gundy, the head coach of Oklahoma State, says, look, we no longer play Oklahoman football anymore. They've gone to a different conference. We're in the old conference, everything. So he suggested, let's have Oklahoma State play Oklahoma in spring football, but it's more like one-on-one drills, things you see when teams
get together. Not a full-on real game. Yeah.
Charge $25 and split the money, and Oklahoma gets half of it, Oklahoma State gets half, and it goes into the NIL fund. I think this is a brilliant idea. Spring football is really boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went through spring football. It's awful. The only thing I look forward to in spring football is the end. That was it. I hated spring football. And now you've got a reason, like, all right, we could do this. So Gundy suggested the Cowboys could go to Norman on April 12th, the same day Oklahoma scheduled its Crimson Combine to replace the Sooners' traditional spring game. And then the following next weekend, Oklahoma could go back to Oklahoma State and do that. So you have two chances to do that, but at least get one of those in. I'm all for it.
I'm for it.
And we talk about, like, Why can't Vanderbilt do this with MTSU?
Yep.
They're not playing each other.
Yep.
You're not in the same conference. You're not doing a game. You're having fun. I want to see their receivers go one-on-one with Vandy. Vandy's receivers go one-on-one with Middle's DBs and on and on and on. It'd be fun. You could have it at Vanderbilt. That's fine.
Sure.
You put people in the stadium, charge $10, split the money, boom.
Well, do one year at Vandy, 1 year at Middle.
Why not do 1 week at Vandy and 1 week at Middle?
Well, yeah, you could do that too.
I like that.
I mean, you could do this as a scrimmage, you know, basically set the rules up. You don't touch the quarterback. Like,
right.
However you want to do it, that's fine. It could be two-hand touch for all I care.
That's it.
You know, it's whatever. But I agree because I still think that there's that you get to around now, that thirst is there.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know, look, we know that Tennessee and Alabama and some of these places are going to have thousands and thousands of people show up for their spring game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that. But why not? Why not add a little something extra to it and do like a, you know, a spring thing? And you could even set up like a 7-on-7, you know, session that's like just high scoring and fun between, you know, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I would be for it. I think it would be great for both schools. You figure out how the money works and all of that. You know, maybe it goes in your NIL fund.
That's where it goes. So the same practice, like when the Seahawks came here last year and scrimmaged the Titans, it was a bunch of one-on-ones. There was a simulated 7-on-7, and all that, but it was not a game. It was fun. It was fun to watch and fun to take in. I'd love it. I mean, you go local. Why can't Tennessee Tech go to Austin Peay and do this?
Sure.
Hell, why can't Cumberland go down the middle and just have fun with it? Spring football is so boring. Make it exciting. I'm on board with this. It won't happen.
No.
It will not happen because it's Oklahoma State's idea, and Oklahoma's like, I'm not going to do all that. But wouldn't you love to see, like, I don't know, Tennessee go to Murfreesboro and scrimmage MTSU on a Saturday?
Yeah.
You get 30,000 people at that stadium.
Yeah.
All right, give me $20. Split the money. It's a win-win. We talked to Rick Stockstill about this. Like, would you like to schedule Austin Peay? You're not playing them, but like for 1 day during fall camp. He's like, absolutely not. I don't want the headache and all that. And I get it from a head coach's part, but for the fans, we'd love it, man.
Well, and I mean, look, I could – and here's another reason why it won't happen. But like I could see Tennessee going, well, what's in it for us? I mean, the benefit here is more for the – you know, in lack of a better term, smaller school,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the smaller conference. But even though enrollment wise, Middle has more than Tennessee.
Sure.
I think it'd be really cool. It'd be something different. It could be, you know, be a positive in financial terms for both schools.
Bingo.
But like you said, egos and it was their idea or what's in it for us, like that'll get in the way and it'll never happen.
Yeah, bring Memphis over. Let Memphis play.
Memphis,
you know,
be great.
Scrimmage Vandy.
Memphis and Vandy, or
I don't know why they don't want to do it. You know, look, you got to go through the ring spot anyway. You spring ball anyway. You could still blow out your knee,
sure,
with your own team,
right?
If you're always thinking about, well, I get injured, then you shouldn't play football. If you're always thinking about getting injured, don't play football. Go golf. Do something else.
Do you think if you called the coach right now and said, hey, would you do this with Kentucky, I would assume he'd be all on board.
Yeah. Oh, he absolutely would.
You know,
absolutely
EKU
would.
You could even do EKU and Western, but EKU and
if you're
and
not
Kentucky,
on the schedule
yeah.
for 1 day. I'm telling you, the kids at, like, if Middle did it with Tennessee, they would love to go against Tennessee.
Sure.
Which makes it like it's not.
If I'm
just,
Derek Mason, I would love for them to go against Tennessee.
Yeah, and Tennessee gets some work against guys who really want to go against them. I think it's a fabulous idea, and then the money factor, that split the money. Split. I mean, that's easy money. You're popping $250,000 into your NIL account.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep.
They need to do it, and then we'll be on board, and then we'll get all the credit for it. But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, can we get a cut of this?
Well, we should be able to, yeah. We're going to have Dr. Crane's going to parachute in with a football.
Yeah.
Could you do that? Could you tandem jump?
Sure, I can do that.
I'm too fat to do that. I could. I would weigh – the guy would be like, no, we're not doing that with you. But with you, he would do it.
You jump out and just, ah!
Lost another one.
Me too.
So you can bring the – would you bring the football in, Dr. Crane?
Yes, I would definitely would.
All right, I'm going to call Heupel today and say, look, here's the deal.
Let's get it set up.
We got a 5'5 guy that can just fly in with a football. It's the most patriotic thing on planet Earth. We can do it.
Are you 5'5?
Yeah.
No.
You're shorter?
Same height as Tom Cruise? I thought you were taller than this.
Tom Cruise is 5'5?
It's like 5'7.
Hey, we're buds.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty cool.
Okay. All right, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm around that mid-grade height.
Okay, I like it.
I refer to myself as Gasoline. I'm mid-grade.
Keep your eyes on the sky as Nick Frazier brings in the football. He's 5'5", but flies.
Would you jump out of a plane? I would.
I never have, but I might as well. You only live once, right?
I would do it, yeah. My brother has like over 300 jumps out of a plane when we lived in Hawaii. It was great. It's beautiful. Great. I would love to do that, but I think I'm too heavy. I mean, I'm like 270. I don't think I could do it.
Do they make those suits where it's like a flying squirrel or something where you get like the extra like cloth underneath your arm into your legs and stuff? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, but that's for the experience. That's like gliders, right? Aren't you gliding through the air?
Isn't that what I'm doing?
You're jumping out of a plane, Goofy.
Yeah, but I got to land somehow.
They pull a parachute and there's a guy behind you in a tandem that lands.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah.
What's the squirrel thing?
You never seen them?
I have seen them.
They have headgears on, and then they have like a little thing.
But
underneath.
They jump off a 10,000-foot mountain and go flying down.
Can I just say for a second that I greatly enjoy when there is this just conversation between you two that me and the listeners are sitting here going, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but it's kind of funny.
Sorry.
He gets me on tangents. He looks at me.
Well, I know the squirrel thing guy. It looks like a sugar glider, right? This goes flying down.
Yes.
No, those people are experienced. They're crazy.
Why can't I wear a suit like that? That's what I'm saying.
But you're not. That's like dressed like MC Hammer and going to the club. That's what that looks like. The big baggy pants and the shirt. No. You're jumping out and what you've got on right now in a jumpsuit and going straight down.
Okay.
Landing fine. I think Tullahoma's got something like that. We should get this set up where you could jump out and then land with a football.
Okay.
Right? We're going to make it happen. But you won't. Chase a big sissy. He won't jump out of a plane, will you?
I'm perfectly fine on the plane. Why would I jump out of a perfectly good plane? I don't understand.
Both engines work.
Everything's cool. I mean, if things start going awry, then yes, I would consider jumping out of a plane. But no, I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay.
Good. And I'll watch you guys do it.
What do you mean, you guys? I mean, I might do it, but I'd like to see Dr. Crane do it.
Am I just the show stunt devil? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
We could put a GoPro on you. Like, it'd be great.
Anyway, just get the damn games done so we can have something to look forward to. We could do that.
615-737-1025.
Is this a good idea? Let people be crazy?
So.
Let us know.
Yeah, I want to know what the people think. Do you think it's a good idea? Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can call or text. Spring games, is it time to change them up a little bit? We'll discuss that and much more coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game on this Wednesday. One of the greatest songs ever written and ever performed. By Ray Charles. So good.
Have you been to Stone Mountain, the laser show?
I haven't been to the laser show, but I've been to Stone
Mountain. When they play this song, I'm telling you, man, it's powerful. Because they do, the devil went down to Georgia, I think first, and they close it out with this. It's a laser show. It's amazing. Perhaps we'll do that when we go down and see the Braves play this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and we are going to go see the Braves play this year. It's going to be fun.
I like it. Are we getting traction on our
We had one texter, Derek from Clarksville, says, love the idea. They could do a skills competition in the morning, one-on-one drills, and a light scrimmage.
Be great.
Be perfect. Do like a start at 9, you know, go and then go to like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or noon.
I mean, let's start in our backyard, Vandy and Middle.
Yeah.
Love it.
Be great.
One Saturday, come down to Vandy. Next Saturday, go down to Middle and do it. Split the money, $10.
Here's the thing. You got a little storyline. Derek Mason going back to Vandy.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
It's harmless. Just a practice.
It's just a practice. This is one of those, like, I would love to ask, you know, the coaches, like, okay, hey, what do you think about this? Like, just, you know, off the record. Don't put them on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, hey, here's the idea. What do you think? And if they're all, like, poo-pooing it, then it's like, okay, you know it's got no shot. But if you kind of get that, you know, some interest there.
Right. You have to do – there's no game prep.
No.
Just go out. So instead of doing one-on-ones versus a guy you've done one-on-ones with for 3 weeks,
yeah,
now you line up a guy from Vanderbilt and a guy from Middle. I think it's a great idea.
You could do like Texas and Baylor. You know, they could do – because they're not in the same conference anymore. You know, the trick is don't do it against a team you play. So like Georgia, Georgia Tech, they play every year.
That's
so,
right.
But you could do Georgia
– Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw
State,
yeah.
Whoever.
Right. Yeah.
Works out fine. There's plenty of things to do with this.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Sure. It's just, you know, it has to be a want to.
I mean, you imagine Texas and Baylor to a spring game. 70,000 people show up. $20,000 ahead, right? That's $1.4 million.
Do it at the Cotton Bowl.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, do that. Say, like, hey, we're going to do – or Texas SMU or something, you know, at TCU. Or TCU – do they play each other? They might play each other.
Who?
TCU, SMU.
SMU's in the ACC now.
Okay, so no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be great. It's a good idea. It's a fun idea.
It's different.
And you're not hurting anything. You're still like – I'd be like, you know what? Old John Smith over there is not much during practice, but he torched that SMU DB. We should give this guy – I mean, there's a lot of opportunities here to go forward with this. It's just coaches are stubborn. So having them do something new is like – that's why the Gundy thing is like, gosh, this came from Gundy. I like it.
There's two things that – that coaches, like, they're scared of giving something away. Like, oh, no, they're gonna learn our offense in spring practice. And it's going to be, even though it's already on tape because you televise most of these things anyway.
Aren't some of these teams canceling their spring practice and just doing, walkthroughs?
Yeah.
So that way you don't get an advantage of seeing on the TV?
The paranoia amongst coaches is –
it's real.
Is so just –
it's
but like
very real.
You know, what would be – and if – I'm going to actually effort to see if this happens. But if we got Nick Saban on the show, I would ask him, all right, you're over a year removed now. You have taken the step back. You're doing commercials. You're doing ESPN, all that stuff. If I – like, and I ask you this, like, do you realize how paranoid – you were and how coaches are, like, does that register more with you now? I'd be curious of what he would say.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, to us, like, you see some of the things that they worry about, and it's just kind of like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you so bent out of shape on this?
All that. And was it you and I talked about this? The Saban, I know they've been out for a while, but the Verbo commercials with Saban –
oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about it.
Are perfect.
They're hilarious.
I laugh, and I've seen it 70 times. I laugh more and more every time. Play the curmudgeon role. He does it well, and it just makes me laugh.
Check-in's 3 o'clock. It's 2:55. I know.
It's not a spa. Shower's a lot longer.
Shower,
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Right.
No longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, it's so good, man. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. There's been a couple of moves in the NFL. We will discuss those and how they might affect the Titans. We'll do that coming up next. It is Chase and Big Joe on a Wednesday. Hey, Nashville's best deal, our favorite, Boom Boss Pizza and Watch Bar. We had fun there last week. Just in time for the NCAA tournament, score half off a $30 gift card and enjoy their award-winning pizza and handcrafted beverages. Visit them at Nashville, Spring Hill, or Murfreesboro. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Ah, this was a classic, too. Was this a Super Bowl he did this at?
World Series.
World Series. Yeah, that was so good. Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday. A lot of NFL stuff to get to. You mentioned Stephon Diggs going with Vrabel and the Patriots, 3-year deal. He goes there. So there's another free agent wide receiver off the board. You know, the Titans are clearly, I think, just waiting until after the draft to see what they get in the draft and then kind of seeing what's left. I don't know if I love that strategy because if you're going with the rookie quarterback, I think you do want to get a veteran wide receiver that has a little, you know, some tread left on the tire and, you know, maybe Amari Cooper or somebody like that. But we'll see there. Russell Wilson going to the Giants. Jared and I have kind of been texting back and forth on this. Adam Schefter reported that you know, the Titans are basically going to have to get a stronger trade package to move off of one. That's basically what he's hearing.
Right.
And my thing is, I think it's a good thing that you're basically, they're getting out there saying, yeah, we're taking Ward. I mean, they're showing you pretty much that all signs are pointing to that, because then that's going to make the Giants or whoever have to up the price. And, you know, then you kind of decide, all right, you know, am I good with the trade package or am I good with Ward? You know, what's the best thing to do here? But he also says, like, if you're sure, then do you do kind of like Washington did, or you do like other teams have done and say, hey, look, don't call. We're not going to answer. We're not interested. I think you keep the charade up as long as you can, because you might get a deal that goes, oh, man, we really love Ward, but this could set us up for the future.
I'm even more convinced now they're not taking him. I'm telling you, man, they're all glowing over
this
guy.
So you're seeing through the smoke screen.
Absolutely I am. There's no way that it's this simple. There's just no way. There's no way it's this simple. Somebody's going to make them an offer, and they know the time is now to win. And if they can get Rodgers is still out there, sign him. I know it probably won't now, but I'm telling you, I think they're going to get an offer that's going to blow their mind, because the Giants want a quarterback so bad. You know, they got Russell Wilson. Doesn't matter. Somebody's going to make them an offer. It's just too easy right now.
But do you think that Brinker and Borgonzi could get the – let's just – I'm going to go over the top here. The Giants call. They say – all right, we'll swap with you. You take three. We're going to give you our second this year. We're going to give you our fourth this year. We'll give you our first next year. And you give us a sixth or something like
no,
that.
No, you're not getting anything. You're getting the number one pick. That's it.
All right, that's it.
So I'm swapping three with you. I want your number one next year. I want your number two this year. And give me a number five. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I want, you know what? I want three next year. I want a third next year too.
What about a fourth?
Fourth. Okay.
All right, we're done.
All right, we're done.
Come to Tootsie's and let's party.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
All right. Then they walk into Amy and they go, hey, this is what we're thinking we're gonna do. She's gonna look at them and go, all right, well, who's playing quarterback? Well, we're gonna get Carter at three. He's gonna be a awesome pass rusher for us.
Are the Giants giving us Russell Wilson?
No.
The Giants aren't doing this if they're not going to have four quarterbacks in there.
I mean, they're one-year deals. They can cut one.
Yeah, but I need a Russell Wilson back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Russell's coming back.
I need a Russell Wilson for the fact.
I don't love that, but okay.
I know he's goofy, but he's a professional.
You're going to give me better draft picks for me to take him.
Okay.
Because you were impatient and signed him.
All right. Okay. But give him to me.
Yeah.
Because he's going to show some guys on the team what it's like to be a professional. He is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I know it was 2013. Should have been 2014 as well. But why not for 1 year? Why not for 1 year? For 2 years maybe. And then get the quarterback you want next year that comes out if you can. Or find somebody. Just too easy right now. Are you prepared to go to battle in September with Cam Ward at number one, with your starting quarterback?
I think they are.
Nobody to throw to. I mean, you got Ridley. Yeah, Van Jefferson. Meh. But I got to see what's going to be around you.
I mean, I think if you're taking him number one, your second pick at 35 is going to have to be a receiver. It's got to be if Golden's there or Burden's there or, you know, one of these guys, you got to hope and pray that they're there, because you got to go get him his receiver. And then, you know, really you need to get another one later in the draft, but then you need to kind of figure out, all right, then we don't pick again until after pick 100 in the fourth round. How do we get into the third round?
Yeah, and now you're like, oh, what do we have here? What do we got to give up? What do we got to do? I'm telling you, don't close the door on making the number one pick. I just don't think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be it, man.
You might be right. Andrew from Dover texts in. He says, y'all are my favorite show on the station, so I want to make a bet with y'all. If the Titans draft Ward and he wins Rookie of the Year, we donate $100 to a charity of my choice. If he doesn't, I'll donate $100 to a charity of your choice. And no, Joe, you don't count as the charity.
I'm in. Done.
I'm in.
Absolutely, I'm in.
So he's got to go one overall and win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Mark that, Devin. We'll come. We know we have a collection agency here led by Dr. Crane. We know.
And over.
Yeah. We can find you.
Let's see. Chip from Mount Juliet, build this roster. I'm with Big Joe. They could trade back, grab a quarterback later, maybe grab Rodgers. Build the roster.
Build the roster. That's a great way to put it. Thank you, buddy.
I mean, if you can get a bevy of picks. And, I mean, here's the other thing, too. You know, if you trade back to three and you get their second, right? You have 2 second-round picks. You trade one of those, likely 35, and trade back. Then you get a third this year.
Okay.
That's how you get in the third round and some other picks. That's what I think ends up happening. Or late in the second round, and that's basically your third. But
build the roster, baby.
Yeah, you build just it. Keep adding picks.
You have the ace. You have the ace. What do you want for the ace? What do you got? What do you need? What do you want? Here's what we want back. And some teams can be willing to say, look, we want this so bad, the number one pick, he's our guy, we believe in him too, because you guys are raving about him, we're going to offer you this. And you'd be like, all right, I'm all for it. Boom, and you win. You got to build that roster. You have to.
Wes in Clarksville, would you not want to keep building the O-line instead of a receiver? Because if a quarterback is scrambling, then it doesn't matter what receiver we have. True, but I still think, you can do that. I mean, you have basically put your chips in on your tackles. You have your bookends. You overpaid to get a left tackle in Dan Moore. So you better hope that that works out.
Right.
You can go draft a guard or a center, you know, in the fourth, fifth, sixth, somewhere in there, which I think they'll do. They'll go get a guy like that. And so, yeah, you're going to address both. But, guys, we've had this conversation since they traded A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. You have got to go draft a freaking receiver. Like, there's been 3 drafts that they haven't done that. Like, a meaningful one. Like, like I get it. You drafted what's his name in the 7th round. Let's see, I've even forgotten his name.
Who's the guy from Tulane that's really good? Not really good, but their punt returner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got him last year. Like, I'm talking about –
Jaquan Jackson.
I'm talking about the first 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Getting a receiver that can help you day one. Not a guy that, we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, like, we love D-Mace, but they've done that enough. Like, a 4th-round pick worked out for him, obviously. But they need to go get a guy, like, in the 2nd round that, like an A.J. Brown, that you know you can plug in on day one and be there for your rookie quarterback if that's the direction you go.
Titans expert Nick Barris has weighed in.
Oh.
No one is going to give a ransom for Ward. He's not worth it. I agree. He's a bad pick for the Titans, but Giants are not giving all those picks. No one will. No is all caps. He is not worth it. Trading is great, but no team is dumb enough to give a ransom for Ward. It's not happening. Titans just have awful year to have the first pick with the weak quarterbacks. I actually agree with you.
I mean, I think he's right. I think they're taking Ward. Look, I think they are doing what all of us have done. Talked ourselves into it. Like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
What's the parable in the Bible where they take the guy and he says, don't look back, and his wife looks back, she turns to stone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forget what it is.
Come on, Dr. Crane, you went to Father Ryan. You should know this.
I'm going to be honest, I don't read the Bible every single day.
All right. Anyway, if you make the point being made, if you make the Cam Ward pick, that's your guy, don't look back. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Don't look back at all. Go for it. He's your guy.
If you turn in the draft card and Goodell walks across that stage and announces Cam Ward to the Titans, then Bubba, you are all in on Cam Ward from that moment on.
100%.
There's no looking back. I agree with you. There is no looking back. There's no second guessing. He is your guy, and you do everything in your power to make him be successful. And you know what? You know what I hope happens? I'm going to say this until the cows come home, as they say in the South. I hope that for once they get it right, and he turns out to be the best quarterback the franchise has ever had. I would love it. I would love 5 years from now us sitting here going, Cam Ward coming off his third MVP. Titans just won their the second Super Bowl. I mean, they Borgonzi's GM of the year, Callahan's coach of the year. Yes. Everything is great.
You gotta stop drinking.
Yeah, right. I mean, you hear my But I mean, like, don't you wish you could say that?
Yeah. Right. By the way, according to Dr. Crane, it's Genesis 19, Lot's wife.
That's correct.
Okay. So not only you get pop culture and sports, but you get a little religion here too. Well, thank you, Dr. Crane.
Yeah, Lot's wife. Thank you. Sodom and Gomorrah was burning down. That's what it was. And now everybody's texting in.
We have the best listeners ever. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Coming up next, our favorite, what day is it? And celebrity birthdays. We will do that coming up here on Chase and Big Joe. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Joe, it's home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Want to win tickets to a Preds game? Be listening to Robbie and Rex Row tomorrow morning for Preds Pick to Click. All you have to do is guess a Preds goal scorer, and if they put the puck in the back of the net, you will be a winner. Just be listening to tomorrow morning for the cue to call on Robbie and Rex Road as they run 6 to 9. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Having a great show, spirited discussions throughout the day, but it's time for our favorite JoJo. Let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have American Red Cross Giving Day. Let's see, a whole day for whole grain stuff. So if you got whole grain foods, go ahead and eat those. Legal Assistance Day. So if you need some help, go to a legal advisor. Manatee Appreciation
Day. I just go to Joe.
Yeah, that too. Manatee Appreciation Day.
Okay. Manatees?
Yeah.
Oh.
Love those.
I appreciate all the men. Is that a different day?
Yeah, it's, I think it's a different
man
day.
Man and tees?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of a different day there.
All right.
National Little I can't get over it. Let's see. National Little Red Wagon Day.
Did you have a Little Red Wagon?
I did. I forget the brand of it, but yeah, it had four wheels. It was great.
I bet. Yeah. What's it called? Roadrunner? Not Roadrunner. Radio Flyer.
Yeah, Radio Flyer.
That's it.
It was a hand-me-down from my uncle's.
So okay.
Yeah. Let's see. National Make Up Your Own Holiday. That's Joe every day.
I think that's half of these days.
Right?
National Nougat Day. So.
Like Ted Nugent?
Well, you know, the spread. Like the Nutella spread.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Isn't that Snickers? Is it Snickers and nougat? Is that right? I think I'm right on this.
I thought it was Milky. Never mind.
I think I'm right. I think Snickers is a nougat.
Too. National Spinach Day is next. Love a good little bag of spinach. Let's see. Purple Day is today.
Prince.
Yep. Solitude Day. World Math Day. Not a fan.
Hate math.
And then Spinach Festival Day. So we're really celebrating a lot of spinach today.
Popeye would like this.
Ugh. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday, the very talented Diana Ross.
Oh, wow.
How old is Miss Ross?
I'm going to say 78.
77.
81 years old today.
Wow.
Steven Tyler, who somehow looks like my grandmother. How old is Steven Tyler?
I think he lives here, doesn't he?
Maybe.
Supposedly. All right, Steven Tyler...
77
within two. Good nice. Job, Dr. Crane. Well done. On down here. Oh, Vicki Lawrence, TV personality Vicki Lawrence, Mama's Family.
Yeah.
She also sang That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
80. 85. 75. Dang.
She's still beautiful too. Martin Short.
65. Are you kidding me? Wow.
From Martin Short. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. She's also in Red Dawn.
68. 67. 65.
2-0, Dr. Crane. He was great in Sopranos. He's great in White Lotus 2. Michael Imperioglio.
66.
61.
59. Dr. Crane's up 3-0. Hitting the outside corner. Can you hear good? You still good? All right. Kenny Chesney, our good friend.
Hall of Famer.
Just inducted, or going to get inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Kenny Chesney.
57.
51.
57, exactly. 3-2 now. Game changes that quick. Leslie Mann, the actress.
55.
59.
53. We're tied at three. Chaser's coming back on this. Well done. Let's see. Let's go down here. Actress Keira Knightley. Wasn't she in one of those goofy Batman movies?
No, she was in. Wasn't she in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. 46.
50.
40.
Oh.
Country singer Ronnie McDowell.
64.
65.
75. Country singer Dean Dillon. Songwriter.
75.
70.
70, exactly. Dr. Crane's up 5-3. I'm a little nervous. This is getting good going on now here. Talk show host Lisa Gibbons was on Entertainment Tonight for a while.
63.
64.
68. Rapper Juvenile.
57.
58.
50. Come on now.
Dang.
Rapper Jaquan. Sorry, rapper Jaquan.
44.
40.
39. 6-3, Dr. Crane. All right, sports birthdays. We'll roll through these. Marcus Allen today. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Allen.
65.
65, exactly.
Dang.
8-3 now. John Stockton.
70.
64.
63. Dr. Crane's up 9-3. Two left. Former Ole Miss tight end. Played with the Carolina Panthers for quite a while. Wesley Walls, one of the most underrated tight ends that's ever played the game.
53.
58.
59. Dr. Crane, you've got 10. Nine. You could tie the record if you get this. You're up 10-3. Von Miller.
38.
36.
36, exactly.
Wow, good job, Dr. Crane.
Dr. Crane hits rare air, 12-3. Well done, buddy.
Well
Thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very well done.
While doing that with the Game Center update, it's pretty impressive.
That is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards.
Yeah, hey, look, you know, we leave the show every day to our message to our guys out there. If you are struggling on your cell phone, you could dial or text 988. We always tell you, please talk to someone if you're going through anything. I'm telling you, please talk to someone. Reach out. We're always here for you. Always want you guys to know that. And just look, your journey is your journey. It's a beautiful journey. It's not always perfect, but I'm telling you, and we say it all the time, if something happened to you, you'd be tremendously missed. That's why we want you to know that you are tremendously loved and our world is a better place because you are here.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.